You know how people do those reels? We're this. Of course we don't do that. Well, I won't do a reel, but I'll do a fucking podcast. We're Satanists. Of course we don't celebrate Easter or Good Friday, but we do a lot of blood sacrifices. Our own. Or maybe a chicken. But you know, I don't practice Santeria. But I do have a crystal ball. So sit on my fucking face and you'll feel it all. Stay tuned. Today, the schools are closed. Why? Well, because it is a Christian holiday. I was baptized Catholic, but I don't practice it because I was given that freedom early on. And so I like freedom. I've always liked freedom. And so here we are in 2013, well, in 2012, if we really, or maybe since the beginning, I've always felt that there was something in me, you know, that forbidden knowledge. And it takes me all the way back to being a little kid and watching films and supernatural events like Ghostbusters, where I'll never forget when Zool, remember Zool? Well, Dana, and then she becomes Zool. She opens up that fucking refrigerator and the, you know, the pyramids with the flames coming out. And I was so attracted to that. And I knew it wasn't something that I should be attracted to. Or when Gozer pops out and they open the portal and I was like, oh, portals, you know, and being a little kid and being aware that, okay, you know, when they would tell me someone would die, they go into the ground, but they're in the sky. And I was like, that doesn't make sense. And I thought, what are they trying to do? And then I used to have these nightmares where I always thought someone was outside my door, realizing there was someone outside my door. I just couldn't physically touch them. So there was that. And I could pick up on the energy early on. And, you know, and here we are. And so it's always been pressed to me, you know, you should talk about, because I was going to wait and have my teacher on here and, you know, let the cat out of the bag. And I thought, no, I'm a big boy. I can do it myself. And I have so much love and admiration for my teacher because he helped me, you know, helped me realize, oh, this is who I am, you know, because it was much more than a spiritual bath or things like that. And so when I was about 32, well, 31, let's think. I mean, 2012, I have a friend who got me into the chakras, taught me about the chakras and the kundalini and the third eye. And then in 2013, I dived head first. This is gonna, now, it happened in October of 2013. I started to feel something that had always been peeking out of me. And then in 2013, okay, you're gonna laugh now, on October 31st, right before the stroke of midnight, before it became November 1st, all, you know, Day of the Dead, Dias de los Muertos, I followed my calling, and my calling brought me to my that forbidden knowledge that I was always taught not to explore. And then finally here I was, 32 years old, I'm going to explore that forbidden knowledge. And it opened up a whole wealth of imagination and living and experiences where I felt like a whole person. And mind you, this is right before I turned 33, my 33rd birthday. And, you know, that's, or as my grandmother said, that's the age that Jesus died. And it's like, well, I mean, if you all must know, my real name is Jesus, but Dr. Zeus is, you know, Dr. Zeus. I go by Zeus because that's my power name. And because, you know, whenever you do a reading, you have to tell them your real name. You can't tell them because then they can't read you properly. I learned that early on. So, yes, since 2013, I'm a Satanist, but it really wasn't official until probably 2020 when my teacher, I reached out to him and he brought me to that knowledge that is no longer forbidden because it is a part of my knowledge and it is a part of who I am. And it's really brought me to places that I never thought I would go. and mindsets and energy and, I mean, you name it, and security. So yes, I have said this before and I'll say it again. This was broached to me in the month of October when they said to me, I feel like you are repressing who you are. I was, because first of all, I was very nervous. I had a lot of anxiety, and also I wanted things to be perfect. Things were not perfect. Had I probably opened up a little more and said, yes, this is who I am. This is who I am. So as I say that, I feel a light opening. And it's a good energy. It's a very good energy. Now, some people would say it, but see it as something bad, something evil. No, there's no such thing, you know? Your energy is your energy. Who you are is who you are. And to be able to say that, I mean, yes, at the beginning of the intro, I joked around about there are such a thing as blood sacrifices. Your own blood, it has nothing to do with the blood of others. Your own blood, I've done that before, you know, it's like, oh, okay, you know. And then also, let's get this out of the way. I don't do curses because that can come back and get me three times. Okay, there is such a thing. There is the law of energy, the law of attraction, okay. Now, those, I don't want to say this because I don't wish ill will upon anyone, okay? At the same time, if someone does do you ill will, it'll come back to get them. Just saying. That's the energy of the land. And so, yes, that's happened to me many, many times. I mean, even before all of this, I remember I was in high school and many of my bullies dropped out of high school. What does that tell you? What does that fucking tell you? Right there. Right there. That's an example right there. So when you do me wrong, it's going to fucking come back and get you. So just saying. So I really don't have to do anything because the universe is already doing it. It's already doing it. And, you know, that's why I thank my teacher. He's an amazing teacher. And we spent some time not too long ago in Pacifica. I first met him last year in San Francisco. He was staying in San Francisco and I said, I want to come and see you. And he's like, okay. And I came and saw him and we had a 4-hour spiritual conversation. We didn't even pay attention to the fireworks that were going on. And it was like I was sitting in front of a tuning fork. And there were things I said to him spiritually that I cannot repeat because that's between he and I. And it was, I don't think I'd ever felt that kind of energy before. And so he was in Pacifica and, you know, I was, hey, you know, and I came down and visited him and his husband and it was amazing. And we just sat on the beach and drew sigils and talked about all these different things that I need to learn. And so that's what it's been about, is learning all these new things that I need to really pay attention to. Because at the end of the day, I think some of us don't think we have the power. Yeah, you have the power. I have the power. I've always had the power. But it's like Dorothy with the fucking shoes, you know. And she had to learn it for herself. You know, you have to learn it for yourself. So yes, as I say that, I feel a fully formed human. Because it's taken me years and months. I mean, you think of what I went through last year. It was wild. It was wild. There was a lot of highs and lows. A lot of very bad decisions. And I learned from those. And now I'm paying for them. Okay. More ways than one. But also at the same time, I will say this. There was a moment where I realized I saw what I saw in someone. What I saw was genuine. And sometimes that ignites fear. Maybe on my part, maybe on their part. Okay. So, you know, maybe that's also why I was repressing who I was. They didn't think they would accept that piece of me, that part of me. Because, you know, the real me is very, very dominant. Very, very. I've been accused before by men of being too aggressive and going after what I want. But in that instance, I wasn't, because I wanted things to be perfect. And so I dimmed my light so that things could be perfect, rather than saying, hey, this is who I fucking am. Okay. It's good to be on this journey with you. So, yeah. It's been a learning experience, a learning curve. And that's who I've always been. So for people to say or assume that, oh, you're going down the wrong path, this is who I've always been. Okay. I just didn't show it to everybody. I remember being a really little kid and always being told that I was a bad boy. Well, in actuality, I was, because I was this wild animal. I was always this wild animal, as they say, the sea. You can hear it in my voice. I was always this wild animal. I was a boy, and then I became a man. But I remember being a boy, and I had all this energy inside of me, and I didn't know what to fucking do with it. I just didn't know what to fucking do with it. It was so tough having to focus and having to center everything and be me. You know, being me is such a tough, tough thing. But, and I remember, and this is, I won't say who said this to me, and they deny it. They deny that they ever said that, and it's a load of fucking bullshit because they're trying to save their own skin. I was told by someone in my family that because I had a lot of rage, and I had a lot of, you know, I was a boy, and I, you know, put holes in walls and throw things, and, you know, I had to learn to calm down. And someone wanted to have me, they wanted to take me to someone and thus have me institutionalized. Okay. Now they deny this. And the other one was like, I saved you because I knew you were being a boy. You were a boy and you had to learn how to master your energy and your ferocity, because I had a lot of ferocity in me. And I'd get in trouble all the time for bad words and pushing people and running after people, scratching them and hitting them, because I was a wild animal. I was a fucking wild animal. I was a fucking beast. So it was fucking crazy. It was a crazy fucking time. So here we are, you know, I become a teenager, and it's like I dim that so that I could, you know, be one of the guys and be popular. And it didn't work, you know, because I always knew I was such a freak, and I always knew that I had all this energy in me. But to actualize it and realize it, you know, how certain things wouldn't happen to me because it was the right place, right time. I wouldn't get in trouble for this, or, you know, I wasn't like the rest of my friends who would go on these, you know, crazy, you know, where they do these stupid fucking things, and it's part of college, you know. I was on a different path. I was always on a different path, and it led me to self-actualization, and yeah, you know, it took me a long fucking time, and some would find this hard to believe. It's like, well, we already knew, but I didn't know. I had to find for myself, like, coming out to myself. I didn't come out to myself till I was about 24. It took me a long time, because I wanted to feel solidified, and I wanted to feel ready, that it wasn't just a sexual thing, that it wasn't just desire, that this is who I am as a man, as a person, as a being, and all these different things. And then I started to learn things. I started to learn about my spirituality, because, you know, I had tried. I'd go to church with my grandparents, because you actually had to when you stayed with them. And they'd pray for an hour, you know, they'd pray for 2 hours, like the Eucharist and all this other fucking shit. And it helped them. That's great, you know. I didn't pray for that. I was like, okay. And then I explored spirituality. And then I'd watch movies like The Exorcist or Beetlejuice, and which really, you know, push that hindrance of spirituality. Because I was a baptized Catholic. I was not a practicing. I was baptized against my own will. Thus, I knew how to break that. And it's like, okay, I don't I don't affirm with that. I don't align with that. You know what I mean? Now, I used to think that that would have killed my grandmothers, but no, it's like, no, this is your free will. This is who you are. You know, your free will is very, very important, very conducive to the man that you are, the being that you are. Because at the end of the day, we're all beings inside these bodies, you know, and yeah, so it's been great. And I figure I'll do this on this Friday that they all call Good Friday. As I say that, I think of that PJ Harvey lyric, "Die on Good Friday while holding each other tight." That's such a British fucking thing that she says. I love when she fucking says that. I love lyrics. And I love, you know, I don't overanalyze lyrics because it's like, shit, you know, today, what can I do? I'm going to play Tool's Eulogy because that's what I associate all this bullshit with. You know, this stuff that we're all trying to figure out and really vulcate it. As I say that, I think of that moment in Dracula where Mina, she goes up to the rock and starts to open her mouth and chant, and these blue streams come out of her mouth. I always thought that was the fucking coolest thing, and I wish I could do that. It's like, you know, to have that kind of energy to align things. You know, there are ways of just stopping time. Stopping time is really within your realm, especially when you're with someone very, very special. When you're with, there is such a thing as stopping it, because when your two hearts are aligned and your two souls are aligned, you stop it. You stop time. You don't look at things. You live in that moment. You are in that moment together, and you become one. You become one in that very moment. And I'll never forget that experience. And I meant everything I said, and I meant every word that I said. And I remember waking up. It was maybe in the middle of the night, or I had taken a nap, and I said to them, "I've never slept that peaceful before. I slept so peaceful." The entire time that they were there, I slept very peaceful right next to them. It didn't mean, you know, if we were doing something or weren't doing something. I thought, okay, why am I feeling so peaceful at this very moment? Because I did. Because the energy of that other person made me feel like myself. So yeah, they were right. I was oppressing who I was, but at the same time, I felt very comfortable in their presence. I felt like I could tell them anything and everything, and I did. I told them things probably I've never told another person, and good and bad, you know. And so I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that in the moments where they told me things about themselves that I will not repeat because it's between me and them. And I respect them for that. And so, yes, I am a fucking Satanist. I've always been one. That's who I am. I think people misconstrue it and take it for something negative, which they can, and they want to affirm that way. That's fine. I don't take it as something negative. I think it's something amazing. That's who I am. So here we are, Dr. Zeus podcast. And, yeah, I'm going to go to sleep now because I have some work to do in the morning. Well, in a few hours. So as above, so below.